So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and one of our all-time favorites, of course. I don't know. She might push me out of first in line to be a blood oath to try to stop the carnage of Larry Krasner. And I don't say that lightly. She's right up there in the top five in the entire universe. State Representative Martina White. And we talked a while ago about what would happen to get Judge Dugan to run. Masterstroke by Republicans, those write-in votes. Can he win? I say yes, and I don't understand why we have so many negative people. Let's see if Martina can change that around. All right, Martina, you might be first in line because you're a public official. I'm an official bloviator. So for you to be out there that much on the Krasner watch, that says something.
Yeah. Hey, Dom. Hey, listeners tuning in today. Big news. Pat Dugan's running for district attorney against Larry Krasner. So I'm looking for round two to see how it goes. And I think that, you know, in terms of Pat's ability to win, I think I'm all on board. It's definitely possible. And I think we need to take that chance. We need to push hard up in Northeast Philadelphia, get the turnout that we need to see so that he can get the support from our area obviously up where I'm at. And, you know, I think having me and you got Senator Joe Picozzi, you've got Brian O'Neill, you got a lot of great Republican elected officials that can help boost that turnout and help support Pat that we otherwise, you know, aren't necessarily able to do, you know, during a Democrat primary. So I think Pat's going to get independent voters, Democrat voters that already voted for him in the Dem primary. And that kind of combination is going to be will put him over the top.
Let's do the math for those, because I'm in agreement. I think the key thing, Martina, and look, you've won elective office. I only observe it. I cannot believe that 38, 39% of Democrats have voted for Dugan. Suddenly, are going to say, I can't vote for him, and vote for a guy who's the polar opposite. So if they vote for him, that number, and an inspired Republican turnout to say, if you don't come out now, forget it. You're never going to come out. The stakes are that high. And then independent voters, who I don't think are progressive necessarily, that math adds up unless Krasner draws more people than usual.
Exactly. Dom, you hit it on the head. If we get the turnout that we need and make sure that all those, people who've been voting for Republicans up and down the ticket in the last cycle, if they come out and vote and support Pat Dugan for DA, it's going to be game over for Larry Krasner. And I think that Larry thought he was going to get a free ride. I think he, was expecting to just get a pass. And it's not happening because Pat Dugan stepped up. He's a great person. He obviously was the judge in Veterans Court down in the city. So he understands the needs of our public and civilians who've been dealing with crime-ridden streets. Our cars getting stolen and nothing being done about the criminals that are doing these illegal activities. And I think he's going to be the guy to help us make sure that our cops are well supported, but also that the people who, are just getting fumbled up in the system aren't going through the worst of the judicial process.
Well, look,
I think he's going to be a big, big help.
Where you are in Northeast Philadelphia, this is the epicenter of it. I mean, Pat Dugan is the face of that. If you can't see this guy as one of your own that gets what's happened to Northeast Philadelphia, except for your district and largely due to you and a lot of your efforts, the erosion is obvious to anyone. That's where I would point the erosion in Philadelphia. Some neighborhoods are long gone, although I see revitalization in South Philly, some of that during the Trump election and people down there. There's a couple wards down there. But this is Northeast Philadelphia. Northeast Philadelphia, who you know, I think before you were born, the guy that had the state Senate seat there came up with Liberty City to a draw from Philadelphia. Imagine if he saw Larry Krasner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Northeast Philly is certainly a wonderful place to live and work, and I'm very blessed to be able to represent it. And I think, if we can drive the voters out, obviously, people in the Northeast in particular saw the value in writing Pat Dugan in when they went to the polls this primary election cycle. I think that if that number of people were willing to step up and perform a historic write-in campaign the way that we did, we can provide a historic upset on Larry Krasner.
Martina, a couple people, and I go either way here, whatever we have to do to win, said, and I get it, it was the Democrat primary. Maybe for people who don't know him, a little bit more emphasis that he's not just going to be like a stricter version of Larry Krasner. He has a heart. He's a Veterans Court, all that stuff. I just think it's got to be a constant message, though, that's credible and specific. Here's what I'll do specifically that Krasner will never do that's going to change this. A firmer Pat Dugan in this. Can that be done in Philadelphia? Or would that turn people away?
No, I think that there are people all across every neighborhood across the city, no matter what part you're from, that want to make sure they have safe streets, that they're not watching a murderer get back into onto their block. You know what I mean? Like these are basic things that people expect from their government officials of providing a safe community to live in and to work in. They don't want to be worried about walking down the street and getting punched in the back of the head, or they don't want to have to worry about walking out their front door and finding out that their car got stolen or that they get carjacked themselves. And I think it's the point of it is to make sure that these harder criminals are being not only captured, but also that the prosecutions are taking place to make sure they're not being put right back onto our streets. And that's, I think, the area of focus. But Pat's going to explain all of what his plans are. And I look forward to helping to support him and making sure that we get a win come November.
Martina, a couple of things to catch up with you on. One, the budget, which is interminable. We see they passed a new budget. Did the Democrats really allow some more oversight of SEPTA in this new budget that I think the Senate's probably going to reject, even though we're in week 7? What is being called for? What kind of oversights should the legislature have that they don't now?
So here's the thing, Dom, and I'm happy to go into it in detail, but here's the problem. Right now, it is mid-August. Mm-hmm. The budget was due June 30th. We are constitutionally required to get it done by that date, and now we've gone well past that. So we're 2 months over. The budget, there was no budget passed today, just to be clear. So we were brought in Sunday right. and Monday today to pass a performative measure so that the House Democrat caucus can get cover so that they won't be attacked publicly for not having gotten the budget done yet, because they are running three quarters of government at this point, right? They've got the courts, they have the governor, they have the House majority by one seat. And, you know, they have been unable to lead and compromise to get a full budget done for Pennsylvanians. This measure today was basically a Hail Mary right before there are going to be major SEPTA cuts to the system, a fare increase of 21% and like 45% cuts across the system. This is purely because they have lacked the ability to lead and to ensure that there is compromise for an overarching budget deal. And throwing a piece up on the wall, like to see if it'll right. stick, is not the way to negotiate a budget, and that's what we were dealing with today. It's a shame because it actually costs taxpayers money to send the legislature out there to do these political maneuvers on their end, and I just don't see the Senate picking it up and moving that ball forward. And it's a real shame because locally, these are my constituents too that get sure. to use the system and et cetera. But it's just, you can't negotiate a budget by just lobbing stuff across the chambers and thinking it's going to just stick. It just, you yeah. can get coverage back home. It doesn't work like that.
Martina, I'm surprised that the great camouflager, Josh Shapiro, seems to be showing his colors more. He's the only governor that joined in trying to stop Trump prohibiting so-called gender-affirming care for minors. And then when he took a look at the bill that you and other females leading on this, other male voters too, on sports and women, said he's not going to let Trump and Doug Mastriano, and I thought this Doug, you know, all the women are really leading this on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. What do you make of it? What is he doing now?
The governor is doing the same thing he's been doing for the past 3 years. He's trying to run for president. All of his TikToks are targeted at the youth, people who aren't even mm-hmm. eligible to vote yet. And again, he hasn't passed a budget on time since he's been elected to be governor. And that's, I guess, his goal. And I don't think he feels he's going to have any significant opposition in his gubernatorial race, which I know Stacey Garrity is going to, you know, assuming she announces and assuming she's the candidate, I think she'll do a great job.
Could I get you on that, though? Are you lighting candles as I am? Do you think it'll happen?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen
good.
Soon. I just,
good.
You know, I haven't heard a specific date, but I've heard soon. So I'm very
okay.
hopeful and, you know.
Good.
That's for Stacey to sort through and
yeah.
to do on her part. But, you know, we're all here for it. And exposing the true colors of Josh Shapiro is not easy. He's very good at the, you know, the politics of politics, right? But when he, if you remember when he did a 180 on the school choice initiative, and it's so ironic when you looked at, you know, the need for the SEPTA funding, it's like they want to have taxpayers pay for a free ride for kids to go to school, which, okay, fine. But then when the kids get there, how about we're not sending them to a failing school?
Right.
How about that?
Exactly.
We need to put in the right reforms
right.
to make sure that our school system is running well and that parents have options for their kids. You know, so that, and then you look at the energy policy, you know, he shows up out in Pittsburgh when U.S. Senator McCormick brings in $92 billion of investment to our state. And he shows up and he can't even bear to admit that joining Reggie, his appeal to the Supreme Court of this unconstitutional tax of Reggie on our energy is causing our energy bills to go up and creating instability in the marketplace and making it so our energy here in Pennsylvania will not be unleashed.
That's definitely running for president. That's what they do. Murphy did the same thing with the windmills in Jersey. It's the gold ticket. You got to do that to run for president.
Exactly. But you, when you're talking about the women in sports stuff and the, you know, allowing children, I mean, really young or youth to be, you know, mutilated, I think he is selecting the wrong sides of these issues, allowing them, men to be in women's sports and in our locker rooms and things like that. He's pandering to the far progressive left. And it's all for votes for a presidential cycle. And I just think it's going to backfire in his face next year. But, hey, you know what? To each their own. And hopefully he can just find the time, you know, in his spare time, I guess, from doing all the TikToks, to maybe come back to Pennsylvania and do the work of the people and pass a real budget.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you so much. And thanks for that good news, at least maybe, on Stacey Garrity and Judge Dugan. Again, the math is there. It's not going to be easy. We know that. And we know what Krasner, I mean, I'm watching every second. He hasn't said Dugan is Trump and he's going to take over Philadelphia like Trump in D.C. But maybe by 4 or 5 o'clock, he might.
Yeah, I know. Because Krasner, that's all he can do. It's all he can do is try to attack the president and kind of blame Pat Dugan for all of that. But people are going to see through it. They know what they're feeling in their wallets. They know what they're feeling when they walk out onto the street. And I think that it's ultimately coming down to how many votes can we get out come November. We can make a difference. It is possible. People need to believe that and they need to show up. I will be there and I look forward to helping along the way.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you. We're at your service. Just tell me where and when to help out. We will.
Thanks so much, Dom.
Take care.
Take it easy. Be well.
State Representative Martina White here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, to the naysayers, does that math add up that there's a shot here? Yes. Also, good news, she believes that Stacey Garrity will be announcing soon, that it's a better chance on that than not. Again, Shapiro's tough politically, but can be beaten. Got to take the shot. That's what I'd be telling her. If I'm in her ear, take the shot. I just think Stacey Garrity's got name recognition issues here in this area. More of that in other parts of the state, rural Pennsylvania, though. I think she's got tremendous credibility and name recognition. And I think she's working on it. So hopefully we're going to see that pretty soon. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit me on the side, which is a perfect 10. We're headed to Mulligan's. Bring your electric bill if you're in Jersey. I can't do any contests. You know, we got all kinds of rules. Doug Burgum, the interior, has some of the police, national police in Washington helping out, just said on Fox, this is going to go further than just Washington. That's going to be interesting to see if Trump does this in New York, L.A., Philadelphia, Chicago. Chicago is where I would go. That is the most out of control. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Time to your Dano show. Coming off Martina, this is Cut 19, Henry. Now, this is the problem in some places like D.C. So Trump is proposing a complete crackdown there. Everybody in Washington, when you talk with him, that works there, inside the Capitol, et cetera. It's all fine, the tourist section, pretty much. But you go outside the bubble of this, and it is violent. Carjacking is a huge problem. He just had an intern killed in the last few months. You had the Doge guy beaten up in a carjacking thing. And status quo, the people in Washington that run it, I mean, the media, many of whom are not in Washington, they may be in New York, they're just running stat after stat after stat. What the heck is he talking about? Crime is down. That's their argument. So here is a D.C. resident. There are a lot that support Trump in this, but listen to the mentality that you have of those that oppose it. Cut 19.
We have home rule for a reason.
Because if it's safety and crime the president is worried about, Green has some thoughts to add to his agenda.
Or is he going to come pick up our trash next? Is that what I should expect? We do have areas with high grass that he can cut. I have infrastructure problems in my community. Can he put some funding on the table for that?
He shouldn't be making those kind of decisions. That's more like a dictator.
Gotti thinks that if this is the way the administration is going to continue,
everybody now is in like a big old gumbo pot. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's in it. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You don't know what you're going to get served.
All right. So come and cut the grass. Give us some more money. You know, this is a lot in blue cities. Trump seems to be serious about cracking down there. They're moving to other cities, New York. Chicago is the one where I think is the greatest need. One other, and this is a great contrast. This is cut 20. This is a split screen in your mind. Yesterday, Pritzker, the hotel heir. That's all this guy's done. He married into $1 billion. He's the one keeping the Democrats in Chicago in his hotels. Pritzker was on Meet the Press. Mondami was also on Meet the Press, the commie running to be the mayor of New York, a while ago. So listen to Mondami at the beginning of this about we shouldn't have billionaires. And then Pritzker comes in saying, well, he's a billionaire, but it's fine because he's a good billionaire.
I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality.
Governor, is that the kind of message that Democrats should be embracing?
Look, how much money you have doesn't determine what your values are. And I'm a Democrat because I believe that everyone deserves health care. I'm a Democrat because I believe we've got to fund education and have a free public education available to every kid in this country. I'm a Democrat because I believe that we've got to stand up for our democracy and against the MAGA Republicans who are literally trying to take away people's rights all across this country. So it does not matter what your income level is. What matters is what your values are, and that's what makes me a Democrat.
Oh, really? Well, every part of your party, the income inequality, the guy Modami that they're all gaga over, says you can't be a billionaire. And I would agree with them. The logic of it is, based upon what they believe and what they say, you can't become a billionaire. One of the biggest resentments I've had over 40, 50 years, I guess, is the Kennedys. Remember the Kennedys just basking in wealth and muscle, the father, to get anything done, anything they wanted? And yet their part, and particularly today, lecturing on income inequality and all the rest, the Springsteens of the world, the same kind of thing, still writing about that, singing about that. This guy Pritzker just marries into it. He didn't even make it himself, but he's a good billionaire. So he can have a billion, even though he wants to tax ferociously everybody else trying to accumulate wealth. This is the cognitive dissonance that you have to buy into to be a Democrat. Now, Mondami has it right. If you look at it, A plus B equals C, which says no billionaires from you. He's definitely right on that. The billionaires are the problem. The multi 10, 20, 30, 40 millionaires, they're the problem too, he would go after. Why? They drive up prices in places like New York, he believes. So Pritzker is one of their contenders, if you can imagine, for president. How in the world do you go out there and say, I'm a good billionaire, though? And the other guy, clearly, who has the floor now, we shouldn't have billionaires. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You heard Martina White fully talking about, look, if Northeast Philadelphia wants to remain sort of like Northeast Philadelphia was, middle class Mayfair that we talk about, they should be jumping at the chance. All you have to do is be a registered voter. You don't have to be a Democrat. It doesn't matter. Just registered. They should be coming out of the woodwork to say, here's something meaningful. Need I remind you the event we did over at Five Points for the kid who was killed and still his family has not gotten justice, just bringing in water for the family in the Krasner era? And those clowns that did it are still, because they're juveniles, not facing justice, they ought to get the death penalty. If they serve 20 years in jail, it'll be a miracle. Are those people going to come out? Otherwise, shut up. Don't complain about deterioration of the neighborhood. Don't complain about up and down the boulevard, it doesn't look the same. Okay, here's your chance. That is the epicenter, that and parts of South Philly. Krasner will be out there spending probably millions of dollars in grants with the reverends, the black clergy and others, and telling people he's going to bring more criminals, they're not criminals, home from jail. He'll also go to these insulated areas like Chestnut Hill, where they don't have drive-by shootings. They don't have to deal with Krasner, but they're enamored with his reforms. What reforms? Here's a real shot. And people that go on Twitter, stay off my Twitter. You have one time around, oh, you're not pragmatic. Go to hell. This isn't about pragmatism. This is about saving something. You let Krasner win again, and someday Mumia will walk free. Someday he'll go in the tank enough that he'll come home. Yeah, that's exactly one of the fears, just as a big fear, in addition to the carnage. Okay, I'm coming to your call. Scott Presler off a huge event in Seaside Heights. He'll be here at 2 o'clock. There's good news in registration in Pennsylvania. They just came down a little while ago. The numbers, we'll ask about Jersey, Chester County, etc. But the governor's race is a pitch battle. Again, I'll be very surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1%. Realize Jack Chitterowie's got a lot going for him this time, but it's still a progressive state, even though inroads have been made. So what does that mean? Turn out again. If we turn out, we beat her. We beat Phil Murphy. We beat progressivism. And Jersey has a governor who will really do good things. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Well, it's here. Rescue Natural Supplements' biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on. And it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you. Right now, stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will ship for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout. So whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, joint health, this is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. And if you're new to Rescue, well, now's the best time to give it a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use that code VIP50. Receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more Rescue natural supplements. Use that code VIP50. At res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, Dom Giordano show on Fox, Kennedy, talking about Madami. Here's a guy that is living in a rent-stabilized, and boy, for New York, apartment. And it looks pretty good, $2,300 a month. Meaning you can't go past, it's rent-stabilized. There's some formula, there's a whole thing involved. Okay. He makes $142,000 a year as a New York assemblyman. That's a part-time job. He makes other things by writing, etc. His family and his wife are all millionaires, multimillionaires. How in the world? And the answer is because they don't care. There's juice with this guy. The people voting for him just see something new. It's like Krasner. It's like an elixir. Well, he's doing something different. He's a jolt to the system. And when you go that socialism is as old as the pilgrims coming here and the failure they had, remember that when they went that way? Or beyond, all the way back in biblical times. Yeah, but this strikes me as new now. This guy's different. That's all it is. I think he's going to win. And if he wins, Jerry Nadler today says this guy is going to be in Trump's face every day. We can only pray. Because what will happen in the midterms is this guy will be going out of his way to be the other side, the face of it. Imagine, though, that kind of money. I'm thinking he's probably making close to 170 plus. The wife is a millionaire. His family are 10 millionaire, 20 millionaire types that subsidize him, the wedding, the whole thing he did. And yet in New York, where people are suffering at the cost of rent, they want a champion who's been able to work the system. Now, you got to hope the people running against him break down. How did he get a rent-subsidized situation? $2,300 for New York. That's hard to believe. He's not even a champagne commie. It's beyond that. This is what happens. And again, this is what we're up against in Philadelphia. This is a tell. In my mind, you heard Martina White, with Judge Dugan, you have a real candidate this time. The thing I didn't bring up with her, that's for a later date. Will the unions back him as they did in the Democrat primary? Particularly the building trades. Remember, I commended them. They went out of their way. They know what Krasner, what a cancer he is. Will they step up because he's not running as a Democrat per se now? Although I've seen independent Democrat out there. Will they do that? If they put that political muscle, volunteers' money, behind him, he definitely can contend. I think Krasner's surprised. I think he was basking and just riding in again, mocking everything. We'll see now that he actually has a race. He ran against Chuck Peruta the last time. Carlos Vega the other time. I mean, look, we had to do what we had to do, somebody against him, etc. Now, will Dugan come on, talk, try to reach our listeners, try to reach, I know how big we are in places like Northeast Philadelphia. Will he try to do that? Will he talk about Lincoln High School and how you're going to put 900 new freshmen coming in trailers and the reason why? to rally people there to say, no, 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 we're not going to be on board with all this stuff. So Northeast Philly, parts of South Philly will be the epicenter of this. Will they come out and vote? You know, and then when cops have trouble, think of the number of cops and cops' families and cop-friendly in Northeast Philadelphia. Remember the last time I told you that I was told that Dugin didn't even ask for the endorsement of the FOP. If he doesn't do it this time, that's a mistake. I mean, come on. Well, they're radioactive. Everybody's radioactive. Well, Krasner certainly isn't. Doesn't appear to be. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, and Drew's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You know, Dom, you were talking earlier about exactly what I wanted to talk about, where I think this type of these federal agents in these major cities, they should be deployed. Because, you know, Dom, for example, in Atlantic City, if you wander two blocks off the boardwalk, you're like in no man's land. You know what I mean? It's like it's exactly like Washington, D.C., only in certain areas.
Well, I would say, sadly, I think that way in Upper Darby. I didn't think that way when Chipwood was there, but Upper Darby's got some pockets of exactly what you're talking about.
I agree. And whenever something goes on, I joke with my buddies, whenever something goes on, I say like, hey, would you imagine if Mike Chipwood would still be in charge? They wouldn't get away with that, man, you know?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right, Dom. And like the only people who are the only folks who are against all this are the politicians on the left. They're going to expect to cry racism and Nazism. But I guarantee you, Dom, if you go in these inner cities and you talk to the grandmothers and the mothers who have lost loved ones with all this violence, I wouldn't be surprised if they welcome these guys.
Well, yes, I think that's absolutely the case. We're going to see, are there more of that than the other side? And here in Philadelphia, we're going to see it with Krasner. Drew, what's your side today?
All right, Dom, in the 2024 election, it was a thrill of victory for the Republicans and the agony of defeat for the Democrats. And that was when Donald Trump ran the table with all the purple states. The states that were borderline, and they all went for Trump, like the Ohios, the Pennsylvanias, the Michigans. It was a beautiful thing, Dom. That was a perfect 10.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Well, I think winning the popular vote still is a shocker. On election night, I would have laid down a lot of money and say, no way, even against Kamala Harris, you're winning the popular vote. It's just too staggering of all the stuff that's out there. But the popular vote, she even lost the popular vote. Wow. All right, we're looking for that because we're headed to Mulligan's August 15th and then the 29th, but the 15th, the one right in front of us, a lot of great people stopping by. I think you're going to enjoy some of the people that you'll meet on the round table, like Dawn Fantasia, the Wake Up New Jersey guy. It's a real character who was at the big event with Scott Presler, and the usual cast of characters and fun and great food and drink and Johnny Z and the gang, the Summer White House. That's this Friday, noon until 3, although we're usually there by 11:30, 11:15, till a little bit afterward. All right, you get in at 855-839-1210. Take more of your calls coming up. Scott Presler with great news in both Jersey and Pennsylvania. He is here at 2 o'clock. Watch for this on the radar screen. Washington dominating today, but it's pretty clear that President Trump has authorized the military to start to give him some planning about taking out drug cartels, not just in Mexico. I see Latin America as the header on that. Now, how are they going to do that? Well, that's an interesting question. Drone attacks, etc. DeSantis is one of the people who talked about that early on, and I'm convinced he would have done it. He's not president, though. I'm convinced Trump is going to do it. You're going to send a message. You're not going to, you know, continue to somehow or another get through the border, cause all this damage, deal with the Chinese, fentanyl particularly. And when you go there, you know, I don't know if I have still the tape of that. My interview with the mayor of Juarez, I'm saying to the guy, well, what's up with all the school desk? The blast for the blast. And he gives me two of his guys. He said, it's only a block and a quarter till you're on the bridge to get out of Mexico. You know, you walk back over. I was going to be picked up on the other side. And he gives me two guys. I wouldn't say they were Dan's height. But both these guys were taller. They were like 6'3", and both had their hand on the Uzi so that you could see it, you know, inside their pocket.
You're being perp walked, essentially.
Yeah, so we're walking for a block and a half of two guys, a block and a quarter. It was riveting. This guy was heroic, who was the mayor at that point. And when I came into Juarez, the guy that was driving me in, I said to him, well, look, there's three Jeeps all lined up with a machine gun on the back. Why don't you spread them out to cover more territory? And he goes, not safe, not safe. Please. So if the guy with the machine gun on the back of the Jeep isn't safe, I'm coming in a Toyota with this guy. I might have been hunched down a little bit until we got in there. But this mayor, his family had to live in El Paso. He was in Juarez. Was just riveting. Yes, Joey Vento wanted to come on that ride. CBS at that point would not okay it. Somehow or another, he got into a car at the Charlotte Speedway, you know, heart condition and all. I don't know who okayed that. I had nothing to do with it. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time and YouTube to youtube.com/1210WPHT. We've been back for a little while. We had a little problem today. You can certainly do that. Coming to your calls. Hey, Chris Eppolito. Thank you, Chris. A perfect 10, he says. Dom Show, followed by the Zioli Show, all in one place, essentially separated by just about 5 miles, Grand Hotel, Mulligan's. No radio station does anything like that. You know, coming up with two remotes, and they ended up pretty close together, is serendipity. That happens this Friday. You know, so maybe you come over, you have your lunch, you have a few drinks, then you head over to the Zioli Show, and you have some more drinks, and then somebody drives. There was even talk of a shuttle at one point, which I love that idea.
Shuttle.
Going from ours over to the Grand Hotel. There was talk of drivers. Who would be the driver? Yeah.
The whole thing is, you know, coming back.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's the whole thing. Yes. Who's going to
find their way back. Yeah.
Yeah. But both big events, and we got some new people stopping by. I'm still trying to work up the side question. Rose suggests Jimmy's versus Sprinkles. I don't know. It doesn't, it's very hard. You know, and I wanted to do gravy sauce too, but I don't want to be like the Democrats and change the vote. The people have spoken.
You already lost.
It was overwhelming. Yeah. So I got to come up with a new angle for that. Nothing is popping out quite the same way. Now, Friday, and we're gearing up to see how this plays out. President Trump, of course, meeting in Alaska. This is Cut 12, Henry. This is a guy named Nathan Sales, who we're trying to get on. He was the Trump counterterrorism guru. Here's what he said about why Putin is finally agreeing to meet with President Trump in Alaska.
Positive next step, having applied pressure. And I think Putin understands he's in a position to start making concessions. And I hope that's what happens next. And if it does, I think we're on the cusp of the sixth peace broker negotiations that President Trump has been able to accomplish.
Nathan.
Well, it looks like Putin blinked. Why is Putin prepared to talk today when he resisted for months and years? And I think the reason is because Trump's got his number. He knows, based on the sanctions that President Trump has threatened against India, that President Trump and the United States are able to bring Russia's House of Cards economy crashing down. And so the reason Putin is coming to the table now is because the United States has leverage, and we have signaled unmistakably we are prepared to use it. So this is no time to go wobbly. Now is the time to press our advantage and make sure that these talks yield a deal that is actually durable, one that will prevent Putin from taking a couple of years, rearm, recharge, and then taking another crack at Ukraine and maybe more. What we need is a permanent, final, and irrevocable solution that prevents Putin from trying again later.
All right, that was great stuff. And I get the guy on. The question I want to ask Nathan Sales, who, as I said, headed up the Trump counterterrorism, does that mean, and if it does, I mean, I think there are a number of experts who agree that Ukraine's going to give up territory here, Crimea, part of that area where there's Russian speakers. But does that mean then they get to be in NATO? I mean, that's the thing that you would think that would stop Putin from rearming 2 years from now, or when Trump's out, or next time a Democrat's in, if that ever happens, attacking again, because that's what he'll do. So if you give up that land to him, what is valuable on the other side? And the answer would be joining NATO. Now, I don't read Trump agreeing to that. Trump has said today he'll know in the first 2 minutes if he wants to deal. The media, of course, said, how will you know that? He said, come on, I'm the negotiator. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Don. It's good to talk to you today. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Robert.
You know, a few months ago, I was calling you because it occurred to me that some changes to the census might change things as far as the blue cities wanting to keep their immigrants and continue to get their money and their apportionment for it. But knowing Trump, I should have realized that he wasn't going to wait until the midterms. He's already talking about doing it now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a big draw, you know, and I don't think people that don't listen to talk radio, they don't know why. The main reason Democrats do this, in addition to they agree with being flooded with immigrants, it changes the census. It changes congressional seats. It changes monies in blue cities. That's why they're doing it.
I think that we're going to do better in the, if they go through with this census thing. I was thinking that we would gain 12 to 15 seats in the House. But if they do this census thing, we're looking at 25 to 30 seats, Dom, you know, coming our way.
Definitely. Now, I'm a bit more pragmatic, and I got the news of the day from Martina White. She wasn't cagey. You heard what she said. Stacey Garrity, she believes sooner rather than later is running. You know what that means? Goodbye, Duggo. That right there with Doug. I'm counting those three seats. I did my part right here.
You know, I think I'm going to call my state representative. Her name is Casey Tomlinson. And I want to inquire as to see whether or not she might be interested in taking on Fitzpatrick for the seat over here, you know, because
okay,
she would
sure.
be a good replacement for him. And she's got the name and she's an attractive candidate, but I don't know a lot about her. But
okay.
I'll make some calls about that. But to the side question, I'm going to go to the first 10 I ever saw. And that was in the 1976 Olympics when Nadia Comaneci became the first female gymnast to score perfect tens. She even had her own theme that cracked the top 100 on the radio, yep. Nadia's theme.
And she
six women.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say she
six
made it into Seinfeld. They had the gymnast with Jerry there for that. Yes, yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I should have said that. That was the no. But there's been six women that have done it since then. One of them's an American, but I don't want to be a spoil sport, so I'll let that go. But you guys have a great day, and I thank you, Dom.
That's a perfect 10. Absolutely. All right, Scott Presler back from his big event in Seaside Heights. What are the numbers? Are we increasing Pennsylvania becoming a red state? And what does he think he learned from that event about winning in Jersey? That's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.